Now we have verse 11, and the Lord here says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now we have here a second allegory, or a metaphor, if you please. And the first one was back up in verse 7, where he said, I'm the door of the sheep. And I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Now he says, I'm the good shepherd. And how in the world can he be the door and be the shepherd at the same time? Well, as we said, that ordinarily the porter, or someone employed for that purpose, had charge of the sheepfold, and he would sleep right in the doorway. And actually, there was no door that would swing on hinges that had a padlock on it, but the man himself would go to sleep there. And the Lord Jesus is not only the door to the sheep, but he's also the good shepherd. He's the one that stays in the doorway. He is the door that opens to eternal life. He's the one that protects his own. And he's also the good shepherd. And that's very important to see. Now you'll find out that he is also called the Lamb of God. And how can he be the Lamb of God and at the same time the good shepherd? And I think this is one of the most wonderful metaphors that's used in Scripture. May sound like it's a mixed one, but it certainly is not. Now he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You see, he came down and identified himself with us, and we are called sheep. But he is the shepherd also. And the fact that he became a sheep emphasizes the humanity of Christ. But the fact he's a good shepherd emphasizes the deity of Christ, because he alone was worthy and was able to save. No other human being could have. He had to be God. So he says here, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And you'll notice that he's called the good shepherd. He is also called the great shepherd of the sheep. In Hebrews, that great benediction, now may the great shepherd of the sheep. Then Peter in his epistle called him the chief shepherd. Well, we have him in Psalm 22 as the good shepherd that gives his life for the sheep. In Psalm 23, that's so familiar to us, he's the great shepherd of the sheep that is able to keep his own. And then the chief shepherd, he's Psalm 24, where he's coming again. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you'll receive a crown rejoicing. These are wonderful pictures that are given to us of him in the Word of God. Now he says, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that's an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. You see the difference between the Lord Jesus and any other religious ruler or leader, for that matter, is that the other religious leaders, a man have had to do something for them. They did very little for humanity. You take any of the great leaders. Buddha never did very much for his followers. And Muhammad actually never did very much for his followers. And these modern cult leaders, all they do is get rich. They don't seem to do very much for them. The difference between a hireling and the shepherd is the one that gives his life for the sheep, and then he protects the sheep. Verse 13, the hireling fleeth. Why? Because he is a hireling, and he careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. Two things that are important. The good shepherd knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. A wonderful relationship. Paul said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. To know him, and to know him is to love him, and he knows his sheep. What a beautiful, actually a beautiful picture that we have here of him. And you have that picture actually given back in Ezekiel in the 34th chapter. There is a wonderful picture of a shepherd in verse 11 of the 34th of Ezekiel. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he's among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I'll deliver them out of all places where they've been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Then he goes on, I'll bring them out, and I'll feed them in a good pasture. And verse 15, I'll feed my flock. What a wonderful picture of the shepherd, you see. He is the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd.